Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
I'm good.
So today we are talking about the Diesel Grind Robusto. Cigar is 4.87 inches by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper Sabano, binder and filler bowl from Nicaragua. It's blended by AJ Fernandez. Price point is an attractive $5.99. Cigar was released in August of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Smoking flavors-wise, overall medium strength, medium bodied, hay, cardboard, kind of like a burning paper kind of a note, generic dry wood, hay, and a little bit of black pepper coming through within the first couple of thirds. Retrohaling the cigar, as expected, you know, the intensity of the spice kind of gets a little bit more kicked up. As well as mixed nuttiness, finish, still kind of the underlying dry generic wood. So kind of within the first couple of thirds, that was kind of the experience that I was having. Within the last third, I felt like the cigar really, you know, started to show its, like, you know, better tasting notes, mainly because, you know, there was an increase in spice. You know, the black pepper isn't as full as I liked it to be, but it's definitely an improvement over the first couple of thirds. So along with that, and like minerals also showing up, it really opened up the flavor profile and like the range of flavors. But other than that, like the flavor is still overall like a kind of like a, you know, cardboard, papery, burning cardboard kind of a thing, and dry wood note. So in terms of construction, I rated it to be the best for both burn and draw. Razor sharp burn, tight ashes, perfect amount of resistance. I mean, kind of like what I've come to expect from stuff that comes out of AJ's factory.
Yeah. For me, the cigar brought out like a heavy dark wood, some black pepper, a little bit of stone fruit sweetness. Kind of the wood kind of died down a little bit. Rest of the components were the same. Pepper increased a little bit. Things kind of smoothed out a little bit as a little bit of cream joined in. You know, a little bit of pepper, and the sweetness dropped out of the profile. Retrohale was kind of a more defined oak flavor. It had a little bit of a char to it. And the strength in that first third was already at medium full for me. Second third, charred oak up front, a little bit of cream in the background, black pepper kind of really faint in the background. Charred oak kind of gained a slight dampness to it as the cigar was going along. Retrohale was kind of a slightly dry earthiness to go along with that charred oak. As the third was kind of coming to a close, the char picked up a little bit as the pepper was really, really faint. And that char just kept building up more and more, and a little bit of bitterness and cream kind of increased there. Strength still at medium full. Final third, charred wood and bitter wood up front, slightly a bit of cream in the background. Pepper had completely left the profile. Cream started fading back. A little bitter oak is what was dominating the profile, and that's kind of how the cigar wrapped up, still at medium full, so that was medium full the whole way. I thought the construction was really good as well. Burn was a little bit wavy, didn't need any attention, though. Ash held on 1¼-inch increments. Draw was perfect, had just the right amount of resistance that I prefer. So what was your overall thoughts on this cigar, June? You're on mute.
Man, I am really fucking this up today.
You're 0-2 today, man. Come on.
All right. Well, we said we're going to talk about tips and dicks of this one. All right. if you'd like to know more about the tips and dicks, please check out our Isabella's Serpentine review. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Diesel Grind. Okay. So, average taste experience for me. You know, when I was looking at my notes, I wrote quite a bit about like generic kind of notes. So, generic wood, like generic kind of cardboard. It was a bit monotonous in that sense. Best part, last third, just because I started getting some spice to the profile. I think if you are a fan of AJ's typical blending style, this is no-brainer to get, especially at like $6 price point. As for me, you know, I'll look towards other AJ offerings.
Yeah, cigars start out with a good amount of strength and a full set of flavors, kind of heavy and dark wood, that black pepper and some sweetness. Kind of went along, some cream joined in, sweetness dropped out. But as things progressed, it was primarily that kind of charred oak and cream the rest of the way, ended with a fair amount of bitterness. I mean, talking about the price point's good. And if, I mean, if you like heavy flavors and the strength, so like you were talking about typical HA kind of blending style, this will be right up your alley. It was a little too dark and heavy just for the sake of being dark and heavy. I just didn't think it was bringing enough to, you know, to the experience. If you just wanted this, you know, the strength and the heaviness just to kind of, you know, you smoked a bunch of cigars already in the day and you just wanted something that you could still taste and feel the effect of, and this might be a fit for you. But I might be up for one of these from time to time, but it's probably not going to be something I'm seeking out a bunch. In regards to the scores, I gave it a 5.65. Junior gave it a 6.10. How do you think that match up with your experience?
Pretty well. Average taste profile overall, really good construction. The construction really helped to boost it up to that 6 range. So, yeah.
Yeah, same to me. I thought it was average flavors overall, and fairly good construction. So that's where it kind of gets in the mid-5s for me. But yeah, overall, just kind of an average flavor profile. Any other final thoughts from you on this one? All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.